is a special report from ABC News, the New Hampshire primary. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump wins another contest and tells his followers in New Hampshire about November.
We have no choice. If we don't win, I think our country is finished. I do. I believe our country is finished.
Still, his only remaining GOP opponent isn't giving up in Concord, New Hampshire. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Even in a two-person race, Nikki Haley sees her second-place finish behind Donald Trump as a small victory, coming within striking distance and vowing to carry on.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
The path for Haley beyond the Granite State is not as clear. Trump now calling for Haley to drop out. At the Haley campaign headquarters in Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
35% of New Hampshire Republicans identified themselves as part of the MAGA movement. That was down, though, from 46% in Iowa. This is ABC News. New pressure on Harvard over allegations it isn't doing enough to fight anti-Semitism. A House committee investigating the school now says Harvard's response has been, quote, woefully inadequate. Mixed emotions for one Oscar nominee.
'Cause I'm just kidding.
Ryan Gosling is thrilled with his Oscar nomination for Barbie, but bummed the women behind the film aren't nominated as well. In a statement, he says he's incredibly honored and proud his nod comes for portraying a plastic doll named Ken. But, he continues, there's no Ken without Barbie.
But it's Barbie and Ken.
And no Barbie movie without director Greta Gerwig and star Margot Robbie. And to say he's disappointed they aren't nominated in their respective categories would be an understatement. Barbie snagged 8 total nominations, including one for Best Picture. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Looks like China may be giving up on trying to restrict the time kids spend playing video games. A proposal would have put strict limits on game time, but that proposal has vanished from Chinese government websites. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chance Design Build. Trudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary, Tuesday, February 6th, through Super Bowl Friday, Trudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers voted to amend a bill to ban abortion after 14 weeks on Tuesday. The amendment allowed exceptions for rape and incest and requires doctors to make reasonable efforts to preserve the life of a fetus during a medical emergency. The bill got a public hearing on Monday where both Democrats and pro-life activists railed against the bill. Governor Evers has said that he would not sign the bill if it made it to his desk. President Biden will be back in town on Thursday. He plans to talk about his administration's efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure in Superior. Wisconsin and Minnesota are getting $1 billion to replace the Blatnick Bridge connecting Superior to Duluth, thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The president's visit comes after Vice President Kamala Harris visited the Waukesha area on Monday. I'm Nate Wiggehow, Civic Media News.
The Bucks searching for a new head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are conducting interviews after firing their head coach, Adrian Griffin, yesterday, just halfway into the regular season. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski broke the story.
An agonizing decision for this Milwaukee organization. They were very fond of Adrian Griffin. They gave him his first head coaching opportunity, and they made a decision to make the change. They told Adrian Griffin that he's out.
Veteran NBA coach Doc Rivers said to be a leading candidate. The 62-year-old Rivers fired by the 76ers last May. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 61-59 win over the Gophers in Minnesota. Tyler Wall with 16 points, including a pair of free throws with just 5 seconds left, says they needed to be a little more consistent.
I think we started out the game sticking to the game plan pretty well. Not necessarily sloppy, but we didn't have urgency that we needed to on the three-point shooters. But we talked about it in a few of the timeouts, got it straightened out, and at that point, it was kind of a dogfight.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
It is going to be cloudy and dreary with patchy fog and a little off and on freezing drizzle possible at times today. Our high 35 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, some freezing drizzle, a few scattered snow showers, 33 tomorrow cloudy with scattered rain showers and a high near 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Albaugh Show. Just letting you know that on Wednesday the 24th, Todd will be back with us live in Wausau. So join us then from noon to 2.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm feeling better.
Good. Morning out there. 32 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh. National Beer Can Day. All right.
It's fitting.
National Peanut Butter Day. Neil Diamond, one of my all-time greats. Oh, my Lord.
It's all Neil Diamond on the music today.
Thank you. I love Neil Diamond.
Have you seen him?
In person?
Yeah.
No.
Todd?
Have you?
I have not. Have you?
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever been around here, has he? Oh, did you see him in like a Vegas or someplace?
Chicago.
Okay. Oh, man. That's love. One of my great birthday presents when I think I was 11 was Neil Diamond's Greatest Hits. It was phenomenal. Every song was great. Every single song.
And it's he had amazing. So many different sounds, right?
I mean, absolutely.
He kind of rock it out. And then he kind of had some of those ballads and stuff.
Right.
Yep.
And just the staying power that guy had.
Absolutely.
He was great. Everybody...
I mean, there's so many, like even when he goes to different, that weren't, like, huge shits, like, Brooklyn Roads, you know, like, that song, I Am, I Said.
Yeah, yeah. He starts his concerts with Coming to America.
Okay.
High energy.
I'll bet.
It's awesome.
The only thing, I only have one
and then
negative
Holly, Holy,
one negative
the lights.
I don't care, Jim. I'm talking about Neil Diamond, okay?
But I'm just saying that was he really engages the audience.
Yes, I believe it. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I put this? I'm very critical on lyrics, okay?
Hmm.
And there's nothing I hate more. The number one cardinal sin I think there should be in songwriting is never rhyme a word with that same word.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, Todd?
I do.
Yeah.
Yep. Kind of the easy way out.
Yes. It happens in American Pie. And then sometimes
That song never made any sense to me, but okay.
American Pie?
That wasn't Neil Diamond.
No, but I'm just saying, it rhymes. I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
But I'm trying to think of the part where it rhymes the same word, the same two words. It makes no sense. But then you can do it where you pretty much make up a word. Like Loretta Lynn in Coal Miner's Daughter.
Okay.
All day we worked hard. At night we slept because we were
tarred.
Very close. Good, Todd.
Close. I knew where you were going
that
with
is
that.
Close.
Very good. Very good. So anyway, in I Am, I Said by Neil Diamond, which I think is a great song.
Great song.
Did you ever read about a man who dreamed of being a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one?
Yep.
Okay, but he does that part about, and no one cared, not even the...
right?
Well, but you just see him there. Not even the, but no one cared. Not even the, chair. Yeah, third chair. You know what I mean? It's like
he's been working on the lyrics for a week.
Exactly.
He's
gonna, he's it's like just, enough.
No, stuck.
He's chair. In the studio to record. Right. He's exactly. got to come up with something.
We gotta move
exactly.
On.
Yep. Yeah. Got to move on. Yes.
All right. So what? Is his birthday today?
It's his birthday today. 83. I almost thought he would have been older.
Well, he's been around.
Big Neil Diamond fan.
Yeah.
I could do Neil. Do you remember? Oh my gosh. No, one of the best skits of all time. That's probably can't be used these days. We talked about that one time, Saturday Night Live, with John Candy playing a part of one. Yeah, this song. There's Neil when he's like strung out. This song reminds me about picking up that hitchhiker and kill him in the desert. Remember that one, guys? I didn't think you were going there, Neil. Remember that skit?
I don't, actually.
You don't?
No.
Oh, look up Neil Diamond skit, Saturday Night Live with John Goodman. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah. Mary Lou Retton, 55, she's in rough shape or something, right?
You know, she's great, right? Wasn't yeah. she? So she had some medical issues.
Yeah.
And no insurance.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that people who have all that support. Yeah. No, on GoFundMe, I sent her some money.
You know, serious?
Yeah, you know, I do. I like doing that. You go to GoFundMe and they list things and
wow.
they're mostly true.
Is that legit, those things?
I think they are. Do you think they are, Todd?
I think for the most part, I think GoFundMe does a pretty good job of vetting all that information before they just throw up but obviously you want to be careful.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, if you just, you know, you're in the mood to maybe donate something and you just read these stories, like, I don't, there's some really sad stories out there, John.
Okay, well, I know that, but what about the other ones where somebody says, instead of wish me happy birthday, please make a donation to, like, you know, Humane Society or mm-hmm. whatever. Are those all legit?
I think they are.
Todd?
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That actually does go to the organization that it's linked with.
Okay.
Right.
Cool.
And you.
I'm just leery about putting my credit card number out or whatever and stuff like that.
But
you sent money to Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah. I did.
Okay.
It wasn't a lot. It was $50.
That's still very nice of you.
Yeah, I was.
Did you
liked,
fund me?
It would have to be legit, but yeah, that would be my.
I had to buy a new battery.
I'd have to. No, I wouldn't do that. No. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You might do that, Jim. You actually said yesterday you were thinking about putting him on your AAA, right?
Me?
No, I was.
That'd be awesome.
So you.
you want to adopt me? I'm an orphan. Both my parents are dead.
Triple E.
All right.
You can afford it.
Are you okay? You can't even. You're not going to be able to get through the show. Todd, you got to do a bunch of talking today.
I can do a bunch of talking today.
I can. I woke up this morning. I felt fine. I'm almost done. I'm 2 days away from this cold being gone. And that will be exactly 1 month to the day.
Yeah. National Peanut Butter Day. I'm the biggest fan in the world of as chunky as humanly possible. Do not like creamy.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't understand. It's called peanut butter. Why would you have it without peanuts, right?
Right, right. Thank I like you. The chunky, too.
Yeah, it's like, well, we got peanut brittle. Are there peanuts in it? Nope. Got some pumpkin pie here. Oh, it's got pumpkin. Nope. And it's good for you. You know, peanut butter is actually good for you. They say if you really want to get a good protein high or whatever you want to call it to start the day, whole grain, and I buy this really whole grain bread now. That's real thick with still got the seeds
stuff.
In it, stuff like that.
7 grain.
You toast that and you put some chunky peanut butter on that, and they say that is as good of a protein breakfast as you can have.
You should add just a little bit of Big Wayne's honey to that.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That is really, that's what my wife has.
Actually, you know what? You know what? When we had, I was going to ask him about Royce, when we had him on from Green Bay Rebuilders the other day. Mm-hmm. I meant to ask him on the air, but then I did see the sign at his shop when I went there to get a battery. He does the same thing, raw honey, and he also does eggs. And I think he's got several different types of eggs. I think he might have like duck eggs and things like that. And he's got brown eggs, and he sells eggs from his place as well.
Well,
yeah. You know, one of those guys that can do anything, can grow anything.
I know.
I've got none of those chromosomes.
Yeah.
Why do we have none of those chromosomes?
I don't know if it's Nagani or the hood, but we don't have it.
We don't have
it.
Yeah. So, Todd, go ahead. Break my heart. Yes or no? Was I using a $750 dustpan?
I think you were. If I look at it properly, and you can explain what's going on here, but I took a look at what you were using as a dustpan, and I think you walked away from $750.
Yeah. Who's that from, Todd? Do you have it there?
I don't. Let me grab it quick.
Okay. So we talked about this a while ago, but just for our listeners. So Johnny's got an apartment upstairs. Of course, he's got a home in Manitowoc, but he lives here during the week because it's more convenient. And was cleaning his apartment and used one of those flyers that you receive in the mail.
You could win kind of thin cardboardy. Yeah.
Yeah, you could win
this or that.
And he used it as a dustpan.
And this is actually from Patriot Motors of Sturgeon Bay.
Okay.
Deal or no deal.
Right.
Okay?
So
I've been using it for about a month.
Right.
As a dustpan.
Past the date
so I can't find my dustpan.
Redemption.
I'm not good at.
But
it, taking care of stuff or whatever. But anyway.
Past the date of redemption, you used
it. So I was using it one day, last week, and I saw, scratch-off things. And I don't buy scratch-offs, but if somebody gives them to me for my birthday or something, that's fine. That's cool.
Nice gift.
Great. So I thought, what the heck? So I scratched it off. And the number is on there, 04149. And I looked down, it's got six different things. Grand prize, $25,000, 65-inch TV, $250 cash. Whole bunch of scratch-offs, an Apple bundle of stuff, whatever.
Right.
Or $750 cash. One out of 60,000 would win this.
Wow.
One out of 60,000, it says. I scratched off, and that number matches the number that says you won $750. And I looked, and I was like 3 weeks past the due date to claim it.
And I said, that pretty much sums up your life,
doesn't exactly. it? Exactly. Absolutely. That sums up my life.
Day late, dollar short.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You got to write a book called that and tell all these stories.
Isn't that unbelievable? I mean, you looked at it, Todd, and you did not find any kind of
There's really no fine print there, right?
No fine print. So one in 60,000 were the odds. I was one out of those 60,000. I won $750, but I'm too late to claim it.
But I wonder
if I called them if they would let me get it.
I'm sure they would not.
Maybe no.
Yeah.
Give them some free pub. Maybe no.
John, that's unbelievable that you did that.
I know that.
Especially
Jim.
You.
I know. Well, no, not especially me. That is me.
No, you would be, you'd go after the money.
Oh, I know I would.
That's too bad.
I know it is.
But your apartment's clean.
Oh, yeah. We got a text here. Peanut butter and apple, great way to start your day. Totally agree.
Yep.
Totally 100% agree. Totally agree.
And bananas,
yep. It's okay. Got this text. No. Wait. Patriot got their bleep in a ringer. Got their bleep in a ringer for that promotion. I'll get you the link of their statement on their Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
Somebody just texted that into
you,
Todd?
Yep.
Interesting.
Okay, class action lawsuit. We're joining.
Wow.
We tried to call and the line was...
I tried to call. I was knocking on the door.
And the line was busy. They just didn't answer it.
That's right.
Well, unfortunately, now you've talked about it on the air, so this is...
That's out the window. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I need to find out about this.
Call today.
Yeah.
Confirmation code. We tried. You tried, John.
You did. So many times.
I know. Okay.
So many times.
Good. Well, we'll get you your $750.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Hey, we got a fun show today. Once again, we've got Steve Brownlee. He's the sports editor for the Marquette Mining Journal up in Marquette. We've got Ryan Lambert from Midwest Restoration coming. And we got a million questions for him.
Yeah, we do.
We got Fanny Shee from Uni Bubble Tea in Appleton. She is an Afghanistan Army veteran. Wonderful person. And what she has done as a young entrepreneur is exactly the types of stories we're trying to
love it.
To get
small
out to
business
our
owner took the risk, and she's
love
very
it.
Successful.
Love it. And first generation.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Perfect song. Neil Diamond coming in.
Love him.
All right, Mind of the Mayor getting rocking here on a Wednesday. Back at this.
Hang on to a dream. On the boats and on the planes. Never looking back again. They're coming to America. Oh, don't it seem so
far? Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star your name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
The mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Like I said, very nice out there. 32 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh. You know, I got to be honest with you. Something scared me the other day. Not for myself, but for somebody else type of thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? Going over the 172 bridge over the Fox River. It was 32 degrees. Just heard, you know, sunny and 32. And I looked down on the ice, and it's like, what's that down there? And then I realized it was a guy fishing by himself out in the middle of the Fox River, like the widest part. Just by himself type thing with the little, you know, sleigh type thing to carry your stuff on. And I was just thinking to myself, I know these guys, you know, they know what they're doing. I mean, I'm not, it's not like, hey, Mina, who are you to tell me? I don't know how to. But still, when we had Tom on, Drzwicki from the reclamation place and Marine Reclamation. And he said, boy, sunny days, when that sun, it's like from the time you go out versus what that it sun can do, how much that can change. And I was just thinking to myself, and not to scare people, but I was just thinking to myself, If you go down,
yeah, it's
that's
over.
It.
It's that current. No,
I mean, it's like, wow, you're literally, again, I'm not preaching to anybody. I'm just the way I would see it for myself. I would say especially being by yourself. If you got somebody else,
yeah,
you got a rope to throw or just anything.
Yeah.
But see, I would think I don't want to take this risk for a couple of walleye.
And there's been plenty of warnings on, you know, check with the locals, check with the locals, which is, you know, that the state doesn't want to. Yeah.
And he also said, like,
liability.
How well you are as far as health.
Yes.
Like, can you get yourself out of a bad situation?
Can you imagine how strenuous that must be?
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah.
I experienced that one time, you guys. We were doing a fundraiser, and I said that if I could raise, I don't know, $10,000 or $20,000 or $25,000, I would jump into a pool. This was in January. So I raised the money. And then the fire department came and they cut a hole in the ice.
Okay.
You know, and then
like a polar plunge thing.
Yeah. I was at Joanne's pool.
Okay.
So then they moved the ice aside.
Yeah.
And then I wore a tux, I ran off the jumping board and jumped in and I went under.
Oof.
And I got up and I couldn't breathe. Yeah. I mean, but your heart, it just contracts.
I know.
Like you would, well, it's just the weirdest feeling. I was like, wow, I might die here. And of course, the media enjoyed watching.
Right.
That. No, actually, I will say that.
I can see you, the one you get out on the ice, just flopping around like when you pull a fish out of the water.
Right. That was me.
And they don't have much oxygen left because they've been fighting. And
right.
Just going, ah, right. I could see you being like that.
And they're like, let them alone. Don't touch them.
Well,
no, they were actually helpful. They helped me out.
What are one of the things I hate more than anything?
But
dunk tanks.
Oh.
Right.
And I remember when I did that one day, and it was a cold day, and I was wearing my fishing waders, my neoprene fishing waders.
Nice.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same stuff that a wetsuit would be if you're in the water. And but I was going way down hard, and that water was getting inside of them.
Yeah.
And just trying to, the exertion of just pulling yourself back up in that little seat was crazy.
Now, you've got to be in good shape to get out of the water when it's freezing.
I've got this kid, young guy, who's a great guy, who wants to be a charter captain on Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
So, you know, you start out as an apprentice, obviously. So he's starting out, and he's probably 18 years old. And his job, you know, as an apprentice, you know, you bait the thing, you throw it out, you put the planer boards out. You do all those kinds of things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was a fish on, you pull up the other line so they don't get tangled. And,
right.
You know, those kinds of things. And so he wanted to, you know, so they're doing it, and one of the customers, fish was coming in, and he had the big net. And he goes to, you know, to net the fish, and he drops the, you know, the big fishing net, okay?
Oh.
Well, the kid jumps in after it. You know, trying to impress the boss. Oh, I don't want to lose your net.
Right.
He said, you want to talk about the scariest thing you've ever experienced in your life? And he was a really great swimmer, but he's wearing jeans, okay, and tennis shoes. And he said, within like 3 seconds, I couldn't see the boat.
Yeah.
He said, because the swell, I couldn't see the boat. He said, it was beyond scary.
Well,
and the guy told him, he said, if you ever do that again, you'll never be on this boat again.
Yeah. What happened? So, and even though the kid's a good swimmer, they panic.
Yeah, and he just thought, oh, I'm going to jump in and right. grab it. And he said, but that's what he said. He said, you couldn't see the boat.
Right.
And it wasn't that bad of a day. But you don't realize how big those swells right. are when right. your head is barely above water.
And they can turn you around. You're not sure.
Yeah,
that's, yeah, no.
I think, you know, when you talk about, like, what? How's the one way you don't want to die?
Yeah.
I do not want to drown.
No, I'll tell you what. I almost did one time. And I was fishing, okay, in the Pine River, up real far northern Wisconsin. And it was a really high, fast-moving, it had been a big spring with a lot of melting snow. And it's a gravel bottom, and I'm out in the middle of it, and I've got my waders on, rubber waders this time, which come up to about your chest. And it starts lightning and thundering. Well, you don't want to be in the water when it's lightning. So I'm walking out, and I trip on a log underneath the water, and I go down, okay? And I'm like I didn't know if I was upside down, if I was sideways. I didn't know which way I was. And the weird sound in your ears is like there's a train about to run you over. And I had to, like, feel the ground and then try to flip myself upwards because when waders get filled with water, and I was up and I tried to yell because we were camping with some buddies. And I'd go under again. And then luckily one of the times I came up, there was a tree, you know, a down dead tree kind of sticking out at the water's edge. And I hooked it with my arm.
I'll give you credit for
and grabbed that and pulled me out.
Feeling the ground and find. Yeah, that.
Your world is upside down
right.
when you are in the water and you don't know which way is up.
Yeah.
Scariest moment of my life. I never wore those waders ever again. And that's why I bought those neoprene, which are like a wetsuit, because these were the old
right.
full rubber yeah. waders. And when those get water in them, they're just like a big anchor that you get on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would fish from the shoreline now. I just, you know what I mean? Because it just takes
so but how about this? So then I get out. I lost my pole, lost everything.
Yeah.
Take the waders off because they're just so, you know.
Right, heavy.
Walk back. All the guys are sitting around the campfire drinking. I go, did you guys not hear me? Like, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
You heard me? Like, yeah. Why didn't you do something? We thought you were just bragging because you caught another fish. Honestly.
Oh, man. Wow. They would have felt bad had something happened.
Another right. chapter in day.
Right.
Yeah, day life of Mino. Yep.
Chicken Little.
Yep.
All right.
So, yeah, but... Which is like not to talk about a terrible thing, but I was reading about the Navy SEALs.
I know.
And what happened was, and I'll tell you what, this happened in World War II a lot more than people realized. And my uncle saw this happen. They were going down the landing nets. You know, you got the big ship. Imagine like an ore ship or a lot higher, you know. And they would have to climb down those nets to get into the boats, the landing craft. Well, those things are bobbing like you can't believe.
Oh, I bet.
And when you have to jump off... You got to time it, okay, perfectly. And they're not right next to the boat either. There's a gap. And what happened was one of the SEALs slipped off the ladder, went down into that gap, fully loaded with body armor, and the other one didn't have to. He could have been saved, but he went in after him.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Isn't that amazing? But my uncle told me about the guy, same thing, and he misjudged it, and he got hit between the landing rope and the landing craft.
Wow.
And like... Got all but and then just dropped. He's one of the fullback. They were going to combat. And he just dropped right down and was never seen again. That is one of the most. Lots of guys in World War II lost their lives because those just getting on the landing craft.
Well, and you think about it. Yeah
bobbing all over the
right.
place. Absolutely.
Out in the middle.
Yeah. Well. No question about it. All right. We're going to talk about brighter things when we come back.
We are. And this with Steve, I think there's a lot of momentum for the Lions, John.
I do too.
I think people in Wisconsin are, do you think they're going for the Niners or what do you think we're doing?
We'll have to do a poll on that.
Yeah,
Niners or Lions, folks? Niners
yeah,
or
where
Lions?
Are you guys
Let
going?
Us know.
I mean, are you just done?
Yeah.
But
you even told me, you sensed it yesterday when you were on.
Oh,
hotel.
I know. We'll talk about
Winter
that when we come back.
Winter has started. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is a special report from ABC News, the New Hampshire primary. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump wins another contest and tells his followers in New Hampshire about November.
We have no choice. If we don't win, I think our country is finished. I do. I believe our country is finished.
Still, his only remaining GOP opponent isn't giving up in Concord, New Hampshire. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Even in a two-person race, Nikki Haley sees her second place finish behind Donald Trump as a small victory, coming within striking distance and vowing to carry on.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
The path for Haley beyond the Granite State is not as clear. Trump now calling for Haley to drop out. At the Haley campaign headquarters in Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
35% of New Hampshire Republicans identified themselves as part of the MAGA movement. That was down, though, from 46% in Iowa. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers delivered his State of the State address Tuesday night. He said that in order to address the state's workforce challenges, the legislature needs to address the child care crisis in Wisconsin. He has repeatedly called on Republicans to invest state dollars into child care providers across the state. Without it, he said that over 2,100 child care centers across the state may soon close. A new study says more people graduated from college between 2010 and 2020 and increased their earnings by $14 trillion. People are doing better across society, but some racial groups still lag.
What we have here is a race in which everybody is running faster, but no group is really changing their position in the race.
Tony Carnival heads the Georgetown University Center that did the study. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
It is going to be cloudy and dreary with patchy fog and a little off and on freezing drizzle possible at times today. Our high 35 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, some freezing drizzle, a few scattered snow showers, 33 tomorrow cloudy with scattered rain showers and a high near 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app, pretty much anytime, anywhere. Very happy to be joined once again by Steve Brownlee, the sports editor for the Marquette Mining Journal up in Marquette, Michigan, the heart of the UP. First of all, Steve, thank you so much for joining us once again on short notice.
Oh, yeah. Glad to do it.
I got to be honest with you, Steve. I've never, it's been a lot of years since I've been as mad after game as I was after the Packer game the other day, okay? I mean, I was just irate, okay. Steaming. And I'm going to tell you why. Because what I wanted to do if the Packers won, this is what I planned on doing, was coming up to Marquette, I wanted to be in the heart of the UP, and I was going to go to my nephew's sports bar right downtown Marquette. You ever been to the 906?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yep. My nephew owns that. I figured it'd be.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. And he's a diehard Lions fan. And I thought it would be half Packers, half Lions. And I thought to myself, this might be the one time in my life where I can actually watch Packers and Lions playing for something extremely worthwhile.
Right.
And I didn't want to miss it. So I was so excited about coming up to Marquette to watch that game. And that's why I was so mad when the Packers ended up getting beat. So what is the what's the overall tone, tenor, attitude up there? Yeah?
Right. What's the vibe? Is it blue everywhere? Or like, tell us about that.
I wouldn't say necessarily that because, most Packer fans are kind of in mourning now, which is unfortunate because we're used to being that way ourselves, us Lions fans. But I think there's kind of a growing excitement, but, I'm sure the same thing was for Green Bay. There's a lot of trepidation, can they beat San Francisco? And I thought maybe the Packers had a chance, but, for them to actually make a run at it is different than thinking they could.
Yeah, I think their youth came into play in that game the other night. I think the spotlight might have shone a little bright and down the stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I told a few of my Packer fan friends. I said, don't worry about this year because if Jordan Love is really going to be a good quarterback, I didn't see any reason why he shouldn't be. This would be his worst year because he's basically a rookie this year. So it should only go up from here.
Yeah, totally agree. What did you think is a percentage fan? I get asked all that time, Steve, and I always say it kind of depends on the community or what end of the peninsula it's at. But I will say this, back when I was doing Packer shows, I went to Escanaba and did a man on the street for the Packer-Lions game, and it was like 50-50, maybe 60-40 Packers, which kind of surprised me. Is it almost more of the southern half of the UP is more Lions?
I would think almost the opposite just because, you're that much closer to, Wisconsin there. I mean, for me to get to Wisconsin, it's like a good hour and a half, almost 2 hour drive.
Right.
It just seems, like Escanaba is kind of, a little bit closer to both Green Bay and Detroit from there. So it's probably similar for Marquette and Esky. But like we talked about last week, Munising, Newberry, those areas going east in the UP, become probably heavier and heavier Lions fans.
Yeah, I could see
that. And I mentioned last week, I said, you can go all the way over by Ironwood at the very, very west end of the Upper Peninsula, and you find even a few Minnesota Vikings fans.
Right. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you, Steve, since you're from Saginaw, basically, right?
Right.
Was Coach LaFleur playing at Saginaw Valley when you were down there?
No, he's quite a bit younger than me. I mean, and when I worked at the Saginaw News like as a part-time person for a couple of years in the 80s.
Okay.
I think he was there probably after that.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you'd ever remembered him as an athlete, if you covered sports down there or anything like that, because we had Bernie Anderson on here a week or so ago.
And he says, did, okay.
And Bernie, of course. And he said LaFleur, as an athlete, was a heck of an athlete. I mean, he doesn't, you know, he looks pretty small on the sidelines, but he said, I'll tell you what, that guy was, when he used to throw it around, he was a heck of an athlete.
Sure, yeah, because at the Division II level, you're not going to have, you know, all the 300-pound or 250-pound linebackers. So he probably fit in size-wise, because all the guys he's standing with along the sideline are, you know, probably were Division I players that are the biggest guys at their position you can have. So he probably looks small in comparison, but I'm guessing if we, you know, we probably aren't any taller than he is.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, though, Steve, as far as, once again, just with the Lions themselves, what you saw last week, I got to be so, everybody in the NFL is so impressed with that coach. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that's no nonsense, no whatever, straight shooter. And I, you know what I thought was cool, too? The center, Ragnow, who sprained his ankle, sprains his knee, gets it taped up, and comes right back in the ballgame. He's like, I don't want to miss this. And I thought that was an attitude that the coach had set when he first came in, when they, you know, didn't win a game, they're 0-10 or whatever they were at first, whatever. But he had that mindset from day one, and it seems like that is now starting to pay off. Would you agree?
I would say yes, yeah. And I think a lot of it is, I think his genuineness for, you know, it isn't, this isn't like some act that he puts on. I think he's just one of these people that is just, you know, generally very, you know, out there, and you know, it's pretty tough when you're faking it.
Right.
But he's kind of a...
You know, because you let your hair down that one time, and all of a sudden, everybody goes,
they see behind the curtain. Yep.
Yeah, he's kind of a young, old school guy.
Yes.
I mean, he just... and. I wanted to get back to, you said some trepidation that they, and I know that you guys don't want to be called, you know, the Cinderella team, that you deserve to be there. Oh. I would agree with that. But like the attitude up there, I'm always, you know, from working here and experienced a couple Super Bowl opportunities, only one real Super Bowl, but I just think it's kind of cool when the atmosphere everywhere you go is pretty high energy and talking about it.
We can feel it here, Steve. And I always say, I don't notice winter until the Packers season ends. And I swear, in Green Bay right now, there's a different feeling than it was a week ago, a different vibe, right, Jim?
I'll tell John this morning when I got in. I went out yesterday just to run some errands, and you can kind of tell we're out of the playoffs and winter has started. You know, it's just the energy.
A lot
of
energy. Yep, absolutely.
So,
no
but
question.
How is it? Have you been down?
I hate to say it, but in the UP, you know, it's probably the same thing. Except the team would probably be the Detroit Tigers.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, you know, how often up here is, you know, is there snow on the ground when deer season begins?
Which Absolutely.
Is November 15th in the UP.
Yep. Normally.
Normally. Yeah. This year was an odd year. Well, this year seemed really odd because I believe this was the first green Christmas I've seen since I moved up here in 1988.
I've never seen one up there.
Wow.
That's incredible.
We were close once or twice, but it always seemed to at least snow on either Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. You know.
Yeah.
But this is just like really crazy this year.
Wow. Well, this has to be fun for you, though, because, I mean, the Pistons are really bad. You don't really
I'll tell you, the person who should be worried right now is Monty Williams, the Pistons coach.
Yeah.
He has like... There's a coach across the lake who had 30 wins and got fired.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
So he has four. He has four wins.
I swear he got fired because the Pistons almost beat them. It almost seems like the Pistons came too close.
I had somebody tell me that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That
unbelievable what happened there. Yeah. Unbelievable. What about as far as like the tenor of the Lions fans going into this game? Confident? I think they're going to give him a heck of a game. I think their quarterback is and we had Lynn Dickey on our show yesterday, and he said, look out for the Lions. Jared Goff is a lot better than Brock Purdy. So,
yeah, I think, you know, there's probably kind of a divide like you probably have with all fans. There's some, like in the depths of when the Packers were struggling in the 80s, there were probably people saying, well, we're going to do it this year. You know, have unbridled optimism. And then there's and I'm much more of a realist. I always keep like looking around the corner waiting, you know, when is that next disaster going to befell the Lions? And maybe, you know, they can make a run into the Super Bowl. Maybe that'll kind of cure me of that. Because I don't feel that way about the other pro teams that have had some success here in Detroit. But
well, the thing is, you know, one thing about Michigan, though, I correct me if I'm wrong. I've always felt, at least with when I lived there, that the Tigers were the most popular people, you know, really were fervent about the Lions, but never had real high expectations for them.
Yeah.
Nobody cared too much about the Pistons until the Bad Boys came in. And, you know, that was kind of the way it was. And the Red Wings, you have hockey, all the hockey fans, of course, but they're in, you know, there's pretty good number of hockey fans, but not crazy hockey fans. Would you say the same thing, that the Tigers were always the team in Michigan?
Well, growing up, you know, in the 70s and 80s, that's, I would say that because they had the most success. I mean,
yeah.
The Red Wings were really down for a long time.
Right.
The Pistons didn't really do much until the very end of the 80s.
Yeah.
And the Lions, you know, were continued to not do a whole lot either.
So. No.
But people would have high hopes. Look out. Oh, did you see who we drafted? Oh, yeah. My goodness. What a draft we had. Every year it would be like that. Every year. And
I could see, you know, if we could get into a real interesting situation that if, you know, it looks like the Packers are going to continue staying good. And if the Lions become good and stay good, it could be quite a, you know, it's been a little bit, you know, the competition up here, it's kind of like Lions fans just kind of avoid Packer fans.
Cause yeah.
We always knew that the Packers were better up until.
Right. They were very dominant in that. I would agree. I think there's some concern with the Lions coming up now that we're not automatically the division winners. And
But I will say this, when I covered the Lions for the WJRT in Flint,
yeah.
Lions were good. They had Billy Sims and William Gay, right. and then they had Rodney Pete. And I mean, that they used to beat, I covered them 3 years, and I think the Lions beat the Packers in every game of those 3 years that I covered them. So, you know, the Lions did kind of have their day, but old Wayne Fonts, or as he used to say to ladies in bars, Fonte, never took it to that next step.
That's funny.
Hey, Steve.
Well, no, yeah, they only won one playoff game, and they were always up. In 1 year they'd be in first place. The next year they'd be last.
Yeah.
And I guess they get the last place schedule, you back to first.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like a big, you know, like a roller coaster with them.
So, Steve,
so
you
we'll
know,
have to
you,
see
you,
what happens.
I just want to
ask. And the Packers have been, you know, once Brett Favre showed up, and it's been a pretty good ride for in Green Bay. So, I envy you guys.
Yeah. It was the great following them. Hey, with the Mining Journal, and you cover the being living in Michigan, is there like an underlying story that is being talked about? You know how there's always, you know, we obviously want you to beat the Niners, and you haven't been there forever. Everybody knows that. But is there something else that people are talking about, a certain player or a certain relationship or something that's kind of magical to this?
Well, I think, you know, part of it, I've heard some talk about that. Jared Goff situation, because he's kind of like the way the city of Detroit is. You know, he was up for a while and he was down and out. You know, he was like a throw-in in the trade for Matthew Stafford. You know, you know, let me give you our quarterback. We don't need him anymore. That was that kind of attitude. And he didn't really do much. I remember I was really down on him that first year. I didn't know a whole lot about him, but I heard people saying like, well, you know, before the play even started, he knew he was going to throw to because he only looked at one guy and go, oh, that kind of NFL quarterback is that. But, you know, I think a lot of it was maybe his confidence was somewhat shattered. And that's where I really give Dan Campbell a lot of credit. He seems to really have rebuilt him along with other players. The other one is Aiden Hutchinson because he's from the Detroit area. You know, he's a good defensive player. You know, the guys that can be really aggressive. He went to the University of Michigan, and now he's with the Detroit Lions.
I told a guy last night, I was talking about it, and I said, if we had Hutchinson, we'd have an entirely different defense.
Because
you'd have that one anchor where
that's
it's like,
he is.
You got to look for this guy. We don't have, Rashawn Gary hasn't become that guy.
But oh, okay.
Hutchinson is that guy.
Yeah, I think that's a cool story.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm happy for Goff. Just always seemed like a nice guy, good guy, and just got pummeled, you know, the way he did when he was with the Rams and people
treated so poorly.
And treated so poorly. And
so,
yeah,
that's great. Those are two good stories.
Well, Steve, give us a prediction.
Yep. Let's hear it.
What's that now?
Give us a prediction.
Prediction. I'll tell you, I've been like, because I write a what's called the armchair quarterback, which I make predictions for all the games every week. And I've been playing in my head trying to see the scenario where the Lions are going to win. Been watching some of the like TV pundits, you know. And I give them, you figure the Green Bay had a definite chance to win that game.
Oh, yeah.
you know, and I feel at least that they're at least as good as the Packers, even though they beat Detroit on Thanksgiving. In
10
Detroit.
Seconds. 10 seconds. What's give the it score? To us.
What's the score?
What's the score?
Oh, what's the score? I still have to take the 49ers.
All right. Thank
41
you so-
to 38.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/quality. That's harrys.com/quality. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here, 32 in Green Bay, 34 now in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh. I didn't bring my glasses today. So let's talk a little bit about this, though, Todd, as far as the American Red Cross and the emergency they're having right now.
Okay. Because we've had some nasty weather the last several weeks here in Wisconsin, a lot of blood drives have been canceled, not only in Green Bay, but in Oshkosh, Neenah, Appleton as well. And so the American Red Cross is really reaching out saying, listen, if you can help us out during this time, go to their website and find out where the nearest blood drive will be. All of these communities have things coming up before the end of the month. So you've got an opportunity between now and February to get out there, donate blood, and save some lives.
And you can go to their website, and they got all the, there's a million different locations.
There, there really is, and they're so accessible, right? I mean, even today from 10 to 3, the Broadview YMCA, you know, right on Broadview Drive in Alloway. I mean, that's
Elks Lodge and Ridge Road.
Right. You know, and there's that, the 29th in the village of Ashwaubenon.
If you have W Post.
Right.
Yeah.
So go, yeah, we need blood. It's
yeah, a the critical shortage of that.
I know. Yeah. And they sent us a flyer on this and said, look, can you please give us a shout out? And we're happy to do that.
Let's get somebody on next week, Todd.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Okay. You know, and they are.
Could we give blood here?
We were going to set that up for you guys. If
I would
you're
do
up
that.
I
give blood. I do the show and give blood at the same time.
All right.
Yeah, I do that. I would do that.
Okay, if they'll do it, we'll do it.
Yeah,
okay.
we could. Are we gonna have?
Do you want cookies afterwards?
Well, you get cookies.
Wait a minute. How long about a waiting period after you've had a cold or something? Is there?
I'm not sure, but I'll find out.
You know what? We got to find out, or else we don't want them to come here and then disqualify
I know.
Us.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they can still take your blood.
Can they? Even if you got a cold?
I don't know. They'd have to boil it then or something to get the germs out.
Right. Or maybe that's plasma I'm thinking of, where you can't have a cold for 30 days or something.
No,
I don't know.
I think you're onto something there. I think they want you to be healthy. So
okay, but we'll do that. We'll give it live on the air.
All right. And we're going to have listeners come in.
The only thing, if it's the same day when we're going to do what if you Pilates and yoga, we'll just have to put that on hold for another day.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I'll make sure we schedule it that way.
I would much rather give blood than do the Pilates. So,
and by the way, one of our guys texted us in something here. That thing that I had, no, not legit.
Not legit.
Not legit. Patriot Motors sent out a thing regretting confusion or inconvenience caused by the recent mailer distributed on our behalf in the area. It was never our intent to create such confusion. And we sincerely apologize internally. Patriot Motors of Sturgeon Bay has addressed this matter, and we won't pursue similar marketing campaigns going forward. We take pride in being part of the Door County and Green Bay communities and eagerly anticipate serving all of your needs. As a trusted car dealership, maintaining consumer trust is paramount to us. We are committed to upholding ethical standards, remaining loyal to our customers. Wow, so...
Well, that apology and $750 will take care of everything.
That's fine. Where's the check?
Yeah, where's the check?
Yeah, can I get that in cash?
Yeah.
Can I get that in cash? In this segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, we're going to be talking with Ryan from Midwest Restoration. We got so many questions for him. about this time of year when the weather has been as unbelievably cold as it has been. But once again, these guys are amazing. They can be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. Or, correct me if I'm wrong, is this year 366?
It is.
366.
Okay, we got a...
There you go.
Right.
7 days a week, 366 days a year. Just call them, 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, Midwest Restoration. And if they're selling their jackets, you got to buy one. I've never gotten so many compliments on a coat that I've worn where it's like, wow, is that ever cool?
How come you got cool. one? You got one and I didn't.
You didn't have the right size or something, remember?
No.
But, was that okay. I would have sworn that was it.
Do you have two? Do you have two, John?
No. Remember, Jim, you took that one and you put it in a raffle drawing or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I gave it away.
Exactly.
I did. Yeah. I gave it away.
Right. Okay. Plus, I'll be honest with you. Fine. It's a Carhartt jacket. You're not a Carhartt guy.
No, I don't know what that is.
You and Milton aren't Carhartt.
We were able
people.
To raise some money for the shelter with that. Remember?
All right. So. That's right. We donated it to the Bull-a-thon.
Yep.
Hey, okay. I donated it to
the Bull-a-thon. Okay. I'm just going to ask this one time. I'll drop it. But the refrigerator.
John, it's not there.
Okay.
The guy took it back and we were very sad.
Okay.
Kind of like, okay, stuck with the white one for a while.
Okay.
This new one's awesome though. It's got all the bells and whistles on it.
Yeah, so, but you just don't have it yet.
Don't have it.
Don't have
so
it.
So I'm waiting for the guy to call back. No,
the future one will have all the bells and whistles.
It does.
Yes.
So when it comes, I will let you know. But
okay.
We did not take it with a discount. We wanted the perfect item. So
okay. I had a refrigerator. That it took me 3 deliveries to get the right one.
Ah, really?
And the first one that came off the truck had a huge dent in the side. And the first thing they said to me was, well, we'll give you a discount.
Exactly.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's probably damaged, right?
Right.
It's not going to cool properly.
Something.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Get out of here.
That's
wow,
right.
Wow.
So, anyway.
Right. But I didn't have a special drawer. You know, the mayor's drawer.
Right.
Well, it's not. Guys, it's just.
You guys just favor. When you get it.
Yes.
And when you get it filled up.
Right.
You got everything just arranged so nicely.
It will be.
Take a picture.
All right.
Just send us a picture of it, okay? Do you have Milton's little doggy treats in there? Do you give him doggy treats?
Yeah, he's got cool treats.
Yeah. Wow.
Probably talks to him.
They're right.
No, hello, Mayor.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. I don't think it talks.
No?
I don't know.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Send it back.
Yeah. Do you have an ice machine?
Yes.
That's my biggest regret is that I didn't get an ice machine in my refrigerator whenever I've had a refrigerator. You know where you just put the glass under and the ice comes out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you buy? You know what I cannot find? Mm. Ice trays. Remember the old-fashioned ice trays? Where do they sell ice trays?
They got to have them at the dollar store, don't they?
I can't find them. I looked.
You should just go to a restore. You know, I mean, I'm not kidding you.
I don't want somebody else's ice cube trays.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I don't know, John.
There's something weird about that.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
I have not seen those. I haven't really looked, but.
Remember the old kind? You'd have the lever would come up and the ice.
Oh, man.
One of those kind. That's what I'm looking for. What?
Why do you want that's work? Why do you want to do that?
Because it made a great ice cube.
And it makes great noise. You know the drinks are coming. Yeah.
It makes a great ice cube, Jim.
With you pull that lever back. Oh,
remember
my God,
aluminum?
John. Yes. My dad had those.
Well, those haven't been out of thing for that long.
Oh, yeah.
Have they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like how long?
I think the 60s
40
were
years.
The last. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
At least, I think.
Oh, I bet we got people out there that still have those.
Well, maybe. I'm not saying they don't have them. People still got a lot of things, but. You don't. They don't make those. That's such an antique. I bet you'd see that on one of those like rummage sale things.
Really?
Oh yeah. Right, Todd. 50
I think
years.
Because
so.
Did you ever make Kool-Aid ice cubes?
Absolutely.
With
we did.
Those?
With
yes.
But John, we were 10 years old then. We're 60. That was 50 years ago.
Okay, I will tell you this: if you go online, you can buy them. They're about $13 per tray.
Whoa!
Just so you know, I
You're
just checked.
Kidding.
It. No, $13, and they're brand new. But yeah, $13.
Wow! I thought like two.
No,
wow.
$13 for the aluminum with the handle.
But those are cool. That is that is a flashback.
Absolutely. Buy me one. Can you do a GoFundMe?
No,
you
John.
Gave it to Mary Lou Retton.
I did. I love her.
Who do you like more, Mary Lou Retton or me?
Fund his ice
it's
tray.
Obvious
you ever see me in a leotard jumping around?
She did a lot for this community.
Yeah.
For everybody. So.
All right.
Yes. Anyway, all right.
Does anybody have those old ice trays you want to give me? I'll trade you something for it.
What? Yeah,
you
we got a
little bit of
nice shirt
with the handles.
Right.
Yeah.
WGBW.
Somebody
shirt.
Might have one.
All right.
All right. We're gonna take a quick break. Ryan will be joining us. We come back. Back after this. Nowadays, I'm lost
between two shores. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.